Hi Kumar, it was good meeting you. We'd like to talk more about the Blockchain Summit India. So please tell how you started and how has been the journey so far.
So Blockchain Summit India, it's a very small journey to just say, you know, as we were talking before this podcast that we got the confirmation that ministry and all different industry and especially the government participation. We got like very, very late, and it's like on 27th of January we decided that no, we want in India we are really feeling a need that there need to be one platform where the policymakers as well as the academicians, because it's not just the one challenge. Because let's say what happens if policy says, okay, you know, crypto is fine and everything is fine, blockchain is fantastic, which including our prime minister to all ministers are saying. But the second challenge is that you do not have resources, and you have such a, you are by yourself, you are working with a different startup, so you understand how much difficult to even for the startup to get acquire a good resource right. When it comes to the human resource. So, and the only way to do this is to put these kind of emerging technologies in the courses at the university level of at least to the top academic universities in India. It could be IIT. Great engineers, it could be IIM or ISB, whoever is the top, at least, because then the second tier, third tier can learn from this. So the, and that's where the whole idea was that we need a first summit where we very much focus on academicians and policymakers, because they also like each other and it's easy for them to come the message from the organization who are really helping to skill India.
Right.
And working on the next generation of mass, which will take India a different lead. And we got the conference was organized by my company, and it got, because we are also anyway the partner of most of the IIMs here, so we and different government. So we would just put all this together. But the journey, we decided one event, but then in a week, the kind of response we got, we said, no, this cannot be just one week event, or it cannot be just one event. It need to be a series of events.
Right.
And then we proposed this to the ministry and IIM and everyone. And everyone liked the idea. And we say, wow, so this year will be academic and policymakers. And then from there, we go till blockchain 2030,
right.
Where we're going to do 10 more events. And we make sure that in this 10 years, India adopts not only blockchain at a policy level, but at an implementation level, and we can have government, e-commerce, education, benefit distributions, everything implemented on blockchain.
So that's from 2020 to 2030, and you've changed your domain name accordingly. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, yesterday we saw a lot of policymakers, we saw a lot of entrepreneurs as well as academicians. We also interacted with few startups as well, and they really liked the theme. So what was the focus of the summit? Was it more of bringing the academia and entrepreneurs together, or is it like creating a next 10 years roadmap for blockchain ecosystem in India?
As you rightly say, it's more about creating a roadmap for next 10 years. But that roadmap could not be the concrete until we have a support of a policymakers,
right,
as well as the support of top institution which will build the workforce once the technology is mature.
Right.
So the theme is started on that angle. And also one of the things which India was lacking is that we have a huge country and we have a huge pool of talent. Most of these talents, they go out, they work, and the projects goes, get their name and brand there.
Yeah.
In fact, like Oxus is, we are in Barclays list, global list, everywhere, top 100 blockchain companies. But very less people know that it started from IIT Bombay.
Right.
So it's an Indian company, which is popular in the UK, popular in Europe, build some of the other great projects. And people think it's an outside company.
Yeah.
So you see, so one of the purpose where it's like, as this theme was that, okay, we have a policymaker, we have academicians, but we will also try to bring those industry, all these companies, because Oxus is not only example, there are, you have 10 more example, and maybe you met them, to come and put together at one stage, so you can see that how much work India is doing when it comes to distributed ledger technology.
Right.
And when you see there was panels full of 8 people, 9 people, we're talking about blockchain because we have so much things happening. We had IBM, Google, Accenture, PwC, Deloitte, like all the top brands coming, and they are doing something in India. But the point is that it's there's no single stage. Like, you know, in US you've got CoinDesk, which covers everything pretty much. In Europe you got Cointelegraph, which covers even if it's just a snow in a air, and it just got published that they did. But
small
here we
and
then you have other big events. But the point in India, we are doing all these things, but you do not have that platform. And I wish you that you could be, you know, one of those platform which can bring all this thing, and we could, you know, support you. So the, one of the idea that, okay, how about we do this event, because to attract Indian media, the first thing is that they need to see something.
Right.
So one of the idea which was in our team mind, is in back of our team mind, was that we do this and we show India, not only the Indian media, also international media, see this much things is happening.
Right.
And second is, like, you know, it's when we are talking about any network, India in itself is a more than 1 billion people.
Yes.
Okay. So the second thing, which, because the policymakers and when we talk to academicians, one of the things which they wanted in the event was that we need something tangible which we can say that we achieved out of the event.
Right.
And that's why we also did the launch of OxLedger Network, which is like public blockchain network, which has been said most as the blockchain for India.
Right.
And so that now it gives everyone an umbrella that we have a network designed for India, because India is, when we talk about India, it's in itself with a huge network, no? And we have our own problems. It come to Aadhaar, it come to fintech or related to RBI. So it need a specially designed network. It cannot be a network which, no, you can take, let's say, a public Ethereum and you say, no, I'm going to do a modification and work on this.
Right.
So now we gave the end of this event, we also gave that umbrella so that all these different startups or blockchain who are working on different, they can just come together and make products for India, especially those startups whose markets are is in India. But although it's public blockchain, so anyone can build anything on top of it, but the focus will be always remain in India. Either these international companies want to build something and work for India, or want to deliver services for Indian masses, for them this network is will bring a lot of value add in terms of, let's say, KYC or reaching those customers, so many different things.
So there are two parts of it. One is very successful companies who have built products, gone global, making money, you know, creating wealth for themselves and for the other, for their stakeholders as well. There's also one part right now is increasing the startup.
Yes.
Right. And most of the people say that it's a buzzword in India, there's nothing much happening, which you also giving a platform to startups to pitch their idea here.
Correct.
And you're going to support it.
Yeah.
So what is the vision when you say blockchain for India? Is there any particular vision you have for that you are starting from the Blockchain Summit India?
Yeah, very clear vision. The vision is that by 2030, most of the Indian e-governance will be replaced with the blockchain systems or distributed system. And why I say, and I'm very confident on this thing, because India already did it 2 times.
Right.
I give you an example. Indian millennials have never experienced what is telephone.
Right.
When they born, they saw mobile.
Yeah.
So you see
the
how
transition.
Radically we changed. We just switched that.
Yeah.
We just escaped the entire generation because we had nothing, and when we had to start something, we started with that.
Right.
You know, and now India became one of the largest consumer of internet data
right.
in the world. You see, it happened, all happened so quickly.
Right.
So it's not the policymakers, there was that, oh, you cannot use this and that. Obviously, policymaker will support anything which helps the progress. The problem is that you have to bring it in a right way at a right platform. And that's where the summit plays a very critical role, that instead of having a, and that's why we try to keep it much balanced. So if you see, yesterday was more policymaker, and then slowly start talking about academicians. And today's summit, if you see, we started with the executive director of the best business school in India. Then we have right now panel going on, which is full of just the IIT and IIM directors.
Right.
Then again, next panel on fintech. And then slowly, it's by the end, it's going toward the
investment.
Because we need all these three component together. Policymaker, you need a policymaker, you need the skill generation universities, then you need the startups who is learning in this and who want to build something. And once they have, then you need the money.
Right.
if you try to miss out any one of them,
then
it's going to fail.
Actually fill the
yeah.
complete.
So that's why a 2 days event, we tried this half day, 2 days,
yeah.
designed for that.
Awesome. So this one part of it, one is when you talk about blockchain, the two things comes in picture. One is the Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So obviously we know that the success of Bitcoin, the failure of, I mean, I won't say failure, but the downsizing of the Bitcoin. But along with that, also the crypto part. Mm-hmm. And that we discussed yesterday. And I think four of the panel members, they agreed that, you know, if they would be in a policymaker role, they would accept crypto in India. So what is your thought, you know, as an entrepreneur? Because we are going through that transition where the crypto is not allowed in India. But the government is open to, you know, use the blockchain technology for other applications. So somehow it is also confusing many, you know, startups or entrepreneurs. What is the use of blockchain without crypto? Right. So would you like to give a little bit thoughts
yeah.
more on it?
So see, this is very clear that a full-fledged public network cannot work without crypto.
Right.
Correct. You need to have some kind of incentivization mechanism to reward the participant. Otherwise, you are not making merely but something which is just a distributed database.
Right.
Correct? This is fundamental. Nobody can change this. And we have to work along those lines.
Hmm.
Not working along those lines, then just do not say it blockchain.
Right.
And I'm 100% convinced with this, my team. The universities we are working, the ministries we are working, everyone we are clear with this. Now the only idea is that how to do it in a correct way so that we do not bring more damage but be able to give more benefit.
Right.
Correct? End of the day, obviously when something is public, you will have the way, you know, that someone is misusing something, but
yeah.
you cannot stop that. So you will always have to see that how much benefit we can bring versus how much damage. It's a comparative.
Yeah.
Even you build a road, someone can rob a bank and use the same road to
yeah.
run from the police, and someone with the same road can help a poor person which is in medical emergency to reach the hospital.
Yeah.
It's not the fault of the road.
Yeah.
Correct?
How people use it.
How people use it. And how? What kind of checks you have. So let's say I can have a police check which checks and make sure that the people are not using something for wrong. And I think if the panel which you mentioned, one of the panelists where the Nishit Desai associate, the lawyer himself, who is fighting case against RBI in the Supreme Court.
Yes.
See? So we brought those senior people who are really taking a lead, and according to NDA paper also, it's very easy for India because we have all those policies already there which
mm-hmm.
can adopt according to crypto. Because
right.
our policies are very new.
Yeah.
It's designed for the digital world.
Right.
I don't know many people know or no, in Indian Supreme Court, there was a law passed in India during 1970s that any form of digital media which cannot be tampered will be used as a legal evidence.
Yes.
So in 1970s, policymakers were convinced that the digital world is easily tampered.
Mm-hmm.
So the only media which is allowed in the court or in case of dispute, which is unforgeable.
Yeah.
And blockchain came in 2008.
Yeah.
You see. So I think what blockchain is doing is mentioned in our constitution and it's appended in 1970s.
Right.
So, you see, so India policy is not old. The people think that India policymakers are not adopting or they cannot see, they are old guys, but that's not
true. It's just connecting the dots.
It's just how you connect the dot and you present it in the right way.
Exactly.
So if you explain that blockchain is that technology which is helping you to adopt the 1970 policy which is already there, bingo, you don't need something new.
Right.
You see? And now what we need a policy that people do not misuse the crypto. What happened? Now, so this is the positive part. Now, what made this negativity around crypto in India is that because it's such a huge country and anything which is new, you will see that the people who are a little bit shady or a little bit a criminal, they adopt the technology first.
Yeah.
And it's very easy because they have the highest friction. So they are always looking for something new.
Minting money.
So what happened that because they adopted it first, like any other technology, it gave an impression that, oh, this technology is dangerous. Right?
Right.
This is helping the bad guys. This is creating more scams.
Mm.
And now we are creating, so the, because of the summit, now all those stakeholders, policymaker, different organizations, which is very connected to the grassroots level. So yesterday we had a co-chairman of ASSOCHAM. It's one of the huge network in India from industry. It connects top IT companies till a fruit vendor sitting at the road, that kind of association. So we are creating now some framework with them, which is a part of this BSI Blockchain 2030 mission, that how this can, we had yesterday the chairman of International Human Rights Organization.
Yeah.
And so we are seeing that how all these scams which is happening on the name of blockchain and crypto can be stopped, because International Human Rights Organization is again a huge organization. They have a network not only in India but also internationally. So we can use all these channels, really a grassroots channels, to make sure people get aware what is right and what is wrong. So they can protect themselves from these scams, while we can do the education level, education at the policy level, at academia level, to create those talents so that we have a workforce ready, so that we can convert India into a pure blockchain e-governance system by 2030.
So hopefully by next 5 to 10 years, we'll see a massive change and transformation in India.
Not 5 to 10, 3 to 5 years, I would say. You.
So congratulations for the initiative that you have started. I think it's going to be bigger and bigger every year. And it's already, you have plans for 2030. I think next 10 years it's going to be, we'll see the next tech crunch or a massive, Bitcoin or blockchain event happening like Silicon Valley in India.
Our purpose is not to create a tech crunch.
Right.
Our purpose is to make sure that India become one of the leaders in blockchain and distributed system, and Indian governance can really benefit through this revolutionary technology and changes the billion people life.
Awesome. So with this, thank you so much for your time. Had a great time talking to you.
Thank you so much.